Right now on VFN TV, you're going to be hearing from Jalen Bledsoe. He is a teenage millionaire, the CEO of an IT company, and you're going to hear his thoughts about investments and about what business is all about. You're also going to be hearing from Nick Avilacek. He has no arms and no legs, and yet he still is able to overcome all the lies of the world. I'm going to teach you how to do the same, as well as an FDA-approved micro-digestible chip. Oh, my goodness. It's all happening right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Light.
Well, Donald Trump has expressed to the committee, the faith-based committee that he has expanded on, that by the time he leaves office, he wants to be remembered as the most praying president in history.
We invite all Americans to join us as we continue to pray for those who have lost family members and friends, and for those who are suffering from this great crisis. We're going to be signing a day of prayer.
Mr. President, I think it goes without saying that at a moment like this, we all come together as Americans. We all bow to Almighty God. We ask for His grace and His mercy over those who are affected. And most of all, Mr. President, we thank you for acknowledging that ultimately it is God who is the source of our unity as Americans. And I thank you for issuing this proclamation. Thank you.
It's been called the most evangelical cabinet in history. Men and women who don't mince words when it comes to where they stand on God and the Bible.
Has this been done before in a cabinet formally?
I don't think there's been a cabinet Bible study in America in at least 100 years.
The seat of evil is going to come down and the seat of the righteous is going to rise. I mean, God wants to bring down the evildoer, but we have to begin to cry out and turn our hearts to Him.
You know, the last day's language of the Holy Spirit is dreams. He said, well, it was just a dream. What do you mean, just a dream? Who knows what angels had to fight through to break into your world? To give you their thoughts and you just say, it's just a dream. I think the church needs to stop saying, it's just a dream.
If the righteous many do not confront the wicked few, then evil will triumph.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining me in a few minutes is Steve Kolesheski. Wow, we're going to be talking today about Jalen Bledsoe. He is a teenage millionaire who is a CEO of his own IT company. And what we're going to be talking today is about the new economy. Listen, you may have a dream like Jalen Bledsoe, and you may want to be a CEO, you may want to be a business owner for yourself. Well, we are entering this amazing economy where you can certainly do that. And a lot of people are getting into business, and they got the entrepreneurial bug, and they want to, you know, do things and sell things and provide services. But Jalen, at his young age, provides us with some wisdom about what business is really all about. It's not just about making profits and maybe making money. It's not even sometimes about providing solutions, although that's very important. But there has to be a greater purpose for the business. What type of return on the investment do you want to get? Is it just monetary, or is the human element, the investment in people, worth it? And I want to say it is, and so Jalen does too. In fact, I want you to see this interview that he had with Channel 2 News when he was only 15. Watch this.
You're about to meet the head of Bledsoe Technologies. He is the CEO and president of one of the nation's fastest growing corporations, the number one IT consultancy firm run by a minor in the Midwest. Yes, I said minor. When we last checked in with Jalen Bledsoe, he was 13 years old and promising to hire and expand his business when he got to high school. He's now a sophomore in high school, and we are asking him to come in and talk about that expansion. Thanks so much for coming in. It's good to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Tell us about your business, how you got started, and I was always told when I was your age not to ask this, but you're a millionaire.
Valued at $1 million, yes.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
You know, it's an IT company. We work on IT consultations to companies in St. Louis, as well as global across the U.S. now. We do website designs, graphics, as well as server consulting purchases with Lenovo and Microsoft. So, yeah, it's pretty much IT consultation around the...
How old were you when this started?
I was 12 or 13 years old when I first got started as an LLC in 2012.
You had a mentor?
Yeah, Scott Chinook. He's been an amazing amazing guy in this process.
From the grocery store?
Yes.
Chain. Yeah. And what did he? What information did he give you in a nutshell that helped you get this start?
Take risks. You know, there's nothing you can do as a minor that'll shoot you down for too long. Because you're young, you can jump back up and keep going. And that's one thing I live by since then, is to keep going and move forward and always take risks.
Well, you do what you know, and you love what you do, and you're also working with another entrepreneur. You've got a big event coming up.
Yes, it's Trip Start Day by Independent Youth. We're speaking at SLU on September 23rd, and where it's a peer-to-peer mentoring program where we have 14 youth entrepreneurs from around the country. Lachlan Johnson, she did Flip Out. She was on Shark Tank a few years ago, actually. Adele Ann Taylor, nonprofit entrepreneur, as well as Jim McKelvey, the co-founder of Square. We'll be speaking at this event.
That's fantastic. How many employees do you have at this point? Because that's what you said when you were 13, you wanted to expand the business.
At 13, I had 2 contractors. Now I have 150 contractors around the country.
That is fantastic. How does that work for you as far as having a contractor? What's your responsibility with them?
Delegating tasks to them, making sure they get done, and paying their paychecks, of course.
And what's the next big thing?
Next big thing is actually I'm working on a hotel project with a few hotels. I call Check-In Mobile. Check into the hotel from your phone and from... And use your key use your phone as your key as well.
Hey, Randy, we should invest in this guy.
This is so exciting. That's Jalen Bledsoe. He's the CEO of Bledsoe Technologies, and he's 15. Oh, my goodness. Listen, you may get the bug, and you're saying, I want to do something like this. I want to get, you know, try my hand at some sort of business. Listen, we are in a new economy. The prophetic word for this year was breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. And you heard President Trump. In 9 months, the first 9 months of his administration, the stock market broke a record high 61 times. And so you may be saying, I want to be invested. I want to go all in. Listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to let you hear more and see more of Jalen Bledsoe and see how he has grown in his business, but also he has grown as an entrepreneur. Because a lot of people want to be in business, but they don't understand what business is all about. And really, business, we want to do is help people be about the Father's business, how to have a lasting impact for God's kingdom and for His glory in the world around us. Join us and we get right back from this break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN TV. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining me in the studio is Steve Kalaszewski. We're talking about Jalen Bledsoe, a teenage millionaire, CEO of his own IT company. And you may be wondering, wait a minute. Talking about business here? Yeah, we're talking about VFN, KB, Kingdom Business. We're talking about the father's business. And the prophetic word over 2017 has been breakthrough, 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 amongst other things that the Lord has been sharing with us and with others, but that there's a huge wealth transfer coming to the, you know, the kingdom of God. It's God's people, and we need to be prepared. We need to be prepared. One person was talking about if you reverse engineered what some of these massive move of God's cost, they cost millions and millions of dollars. You know, during the Jesus movement, there was so many people that came to the Lord. But what a lot of people don't recognize is that it takes funds to do that. You know, especially when you're broadcasting and you're sharing and you're hosting, you know, thousands upon thousands of people. Yes, the crowds are great, changed lives are awesome, but there's also a monetary cost that's associated with that. And so God's going to, you know, bless us. He's going to bless you. He's going to bless the church with resources so that we can fund, you know, his kingdom. And that's what you want to know what it's all about. You know, it's business for a purpose. It's business to impact God's kingdom. And it's blessed to be a blessing. And we want to help you in this transition. And we're looking at entrepreneurs like Jalen who understand that this is a new economy, that the barriers that existed before,
they're no longer here.
They're not here right now. You don't have to worry about brick and mortar, meaning you have a physical location. Now you can work online, and now you can, you know, cross-pollinate with people, not just in your own city, but people all across the country and even the world, as he spoke about that he has 150 contractors. Amazing. That he has to make sure they get paid.
as we're talking about Jalen, it reminds me of what we talked about in a previous program, FX, who wrote the president and said, I want to cut the lawn of the White House, and I want to just show you what this new generation is willing to put in the hard work.
Yeah.
And it really just shows, as you're saying, this breakthrough of just breaking through mindsets.
Yeah.
And it's just, I love seeing that even at such a young age of 13 years old, I want to start a company. And I want to step out of that, because it's just like when you see the gifts that God has given someone in the areas of business, don't take that for granted. And I love that, because it just says step out and see what is going to happen. As what Jalen is saying is take risks.
Yeah.
And at that young of an age, and see what happens. And it's beautiful how you see him creating jobs in such a young age. And this is the breakthrough year.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
What happens, and particularly in the United States, I think, is that we've been so blessed. We prepare a lot of people to get a job. And getting a job is great. You know, having a career position and getting the education and all those things are wonderful, but in a lot of other countries, they don't have that luxury. They have to be innovative. They have to look for ways to create resources, things to offer, and problems to solve. And they, by default, force themselves into being a business, you know, getting into a business. Here, we're more prone to work for someone as opposed to working for yourself. But we want to help, you know, communicate in a way that business for us has to be a little bit different.
Yes.
It can't be about the bottom line. That what we're saying is that there's new economy, and for a believer, it's about, what about the father's business? You know, blessed to be a blessing. I think about Hobby Lobby, the owners of Hobby Lobby. a business that started in their backyard, literally in their backyard as a family, you know, playing and messing around with hobbies, mm-hmm. created this multi-million dollar business, Steve, that God blessed, and now they're getting ready to launch or have launched the Museum of the Bible at the tune of $400 million. Yeah. You know, when God blesses a business and blesses the owners of a business, you can invest so much into the furtherance of God's kingdom. Mm-hmm. And blessed to be a blessing. I want you to hear from Jalen himself, because once he had this interview, I mean, it went viral. He's been interviewed by so many people. He's been on so many talk shows, and he's spoken before thousands of young people and CEOs. And he was being known as the teenage millionaire, but he wanted to rewrite his story. There's some things he learned on his journey that I think is profound wisdom that we can benefit, because you know, God doesn't mind getting it to you if he can get it through you. And that's the purpose in all this. In fact, I want you to watch this.
I've seen headlines come back up, new articles that I've been featured in and new interviews that I've done over the last year, 2 years. Jalen Bledsoe, multimillionaire, teenage millionaire. Jalen Bledsoe, $3.5 million company, comes every day now. And you know, it's crazy thinking back to an interview I did at 14 where I repeated what my broker told me just weeks before. My company was worth $3.5 million. The world has made that interview who I am. They've made that net worth and that valuation my title and my introduction. They look to make me prideful of that number. I never said it to brag or to flaunt the numbers. I said it because it was a fact and I was answering a question from an anchor. But I received 158,238 emails about that number. 7 talk shows immediately after the interview aired and went viral to talk about that number. 80% of the stages I went on last year wanted me to talk about that number. But you know, that number is not motivation. It's pride. See, I am a strong follower of Christ and the Bible and the message, and I have to understand that the one who chases after money and teaches money is teaching the wrong thing. They're following the wrong thing. See, you know, biblically speaking, in Matthew 6:21-25, it says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is sound, your entire body will be full of light. But if your eye is unsound, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the very light in you is darkened, how dense is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or he will stand by and be devoted to the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." It goes on to say that mammon becomes deceitful riches, money, possessions, or whatever you trust in. See, there's this mentality that we have to focus on money. We have to focus on achieving the next dollar, adding the next comma to our net worth, and that cannot be our focus. For me, and biblically speaking, it's how can I help the next person? We all have a purpose on earth, and that's to help someone. Money does not make you happy. People make you happy in life. And for me personally, helping someone else, fulfilling my purpose on earth and helping someone else out, being there for someone when they need me, that's God's purpose. I do a lot of events now on entrepreneurship and in teaching and motivating youth on entrepreneurship. And a lot of it's garnering in sponsors, getting companies to give us dollars for marketing, giving us dollars to help out the people in the program. And a lot of them speak about this thing called ROI and return on investment. See, here's the only thing I care about when it comes to helping people. I don't care about the return on investment being money or more marketing or more dollars in the end. My ROI is the YOU. It's the kid, the KID. It's helping people out because I'm fulfilling the purpose that God has given me, and that's my purpose. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be happy with wealth, but you can't focus on wealth. You can have wealth, but you can't allow wealth to have you. In Ecclesiastes 5:18-20, after looking at the way things are on this earth, because what I've decided is the best way to live. Take care of yourself, have a good time, and make the most of whatever job you have for as long as God gives you life. And that's about it. That's the human lot. Yes, we should make the most of what God gives, both the bounty and the capacity to enjoy it, accepting what's given and delighting in the work. It's God's gift. God deals out joy in the present, in the now. It's useless to brood over how long we might have life. So as I said again, it's okay to have wealth, it's okay to have money, but that can't be your focus. You can have wealth, but don't allow wealth to have you. Me, being Jalen Bledsoe, the young teenage entrepreneur, the young teenage philanthropist who wants to help people. I want to redefine my message and redefine the brand that's been titled upon me. I want to retitle the message and retitle the headlines. My focus is not on being the teenage millionaire. That's not who I am. That's what the media makes me to be. Allow me to rewrite this message because I'm more than what the headlines say. And on that note, I invite all media, bloggers, both institutional, individual, podcast, and radio stations, to call me and invite me to allow me to recreate, to rewrite my headlines. Because over the last year, 2 years, and speaking to over 25,000 students, 10,000 corporate executives, I've had students tell me, Jalen, you motivate me. I want to be like you. I want to follow my dreams like you followed your dreams. They don't say, Jalen, I want to be a millionaire like you, because that's not the motivation. That's not the story that motivates them to achieve their dreams. That's a number. Success is the ability to impact and help people. Your true net worth is the network of lives you changed in fulfilling your dream. Allow me to recreate the message. Recreate my headlines.
Return on investment. It's not just about dollars and cents, but it's about returning on an investment in the lives of so many other people. Listen, if you have a dream, don't give up on your dream. You may be working a job, you may be wanting to be an entrepreneur, or you may be an entrepreneur today. Listen, understand that this is a new economy and you have the opportunity to participate, but it's also for the advancement of God's kingdom and to have impact and to help so many people out. I tell you, if there's a choice between going with another IT company or choosing Jalen's company, you know which one I'm going to pick.
I'm going to do business with Jalen.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's what matters now, you know, and we want to help you be able to have that type of an impact. Because it's all about helping other people. Mm-hmm.
The powerful thing is, like he says, the ROI is YOU. My return on investment is you. That's the important thing. And it reminds me of the fact that, you know, we've said many times before, you don't see a U-Haul behind a hearse. You could be the richest man in the world, and when you die, you don't get to take that with you.
That's right.
And there was a book written, it's called 90 Minutes in Heaven, written by Don Piper. And he talks about, he got into a car accident, and he immediately was in the presence of the Lord. And he was in heaven, and when he arrived in heaven, one of the things that he first encountered was all the people that he had encountered in his life.
Yeah.
And I love what Jalen is saying, is that true wealth, you look at, it's the depths of relationships with people that that you create in your life. And you realize it's just like, that's somebody who's really happy when you realize that when you pass on and your life goes on to eternity, you continue to live on in how you have poured into the lives of other people around you. And like, that's where, I love that. That's powerful.
That's so beautiful, because that's exactly what you can do. You can impact the spheres, the mountains of influence with what God has empowered and sowed into your life. You can affect the community around you. You can affect education. You can affect government, the family, the church.
Yes.
You can affect the media, the arts and entertainment. And, of course, business. Listen, this is for you. Now is your season. Now is your time. Don't give up on your dream. Jalen stepped on out. He was 13. At 15 years old, he was cutting checks for 150 contractors. Listen, if you are not a VFNKB partner, you may want to, you know, make a decision to be one today, because everyone needs help to get to a deeper level of success. And we want to be that help for you. Listen, we're going to go to a break. When we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about the inspiring life of Nick Vujicic. He has no arms, he has no legs, but he did not stop pursuing what God put in his heart for him to do. And he didn't believe the lies of the world, the lies of the enemy, and he overcame. And he's going to show us and gives us some wisdom on how you can overcome too. But before we go to a break, I do want to talk to you about this special offer. It's called Life Beyond the Storm. Listen, the boat may be destroyed, but you won't be destroyed. Jesus said in this life you will have trials, tribulations, but cheer up, because I've overcome the world. We want to get this special offer to you. For your gift of any amount, we want to send it to you. Here are the details.
Offer 2043, Life Beyond Your Storm. You will survive, but the boat will not. We are either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or headed into a storm, one man said. Is this you? It's hard for all of us to see beyond the storms of life when we are in them. These are the times all we have is our faith to hold on to. Because in a storm, quite often there seems like there is no hope. But with God, there is always hope. In this life, we will have storms, as Jesus said. But even though we know this to be true, in the eye of our life's storms, clarity quite often becomes an abstract idea. Learn how we can understand how God will keep us when we or others have made decisions that has brought us into a storm, how we can have peace in the storm, and how even though it wasn't God's plan for us to be in the storm, He can still use us in the storm because the storms of your life don't disqualify you from ministry. They prepare you for ministry and increase your anointing. Finally, among many other great wisdom nuggets spoken about in this message, you'll learn even when your boat, such as relationships, jobs, ministries, houses, and other things do not survive, you will, and your anointing will increase. We want to send you this offer for a gift of any amount. Become a partner by going to VFNTV.com and clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us at VFN TV, 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2043, Life Beyond Your Storm. You will survive, but the boat will not.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Moving to a new school or a new city can produce one of the most painful experiences for children. But there are some ways to make a transfer easier.
Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
Communication is most important during times of stress and change, such as when the family is transplanted to a new location. Educator Cherry Fuller recommends if you're about to relocate, call a family meeting early on and talk about what's about to happen, and then keep the lines of communication open throughout the moving process. It's sad to say goodbye to good friends, and it's hard to make new ones. One couple I know arranged for children in the new school to be pen pals with their children long before the move occurred. Over a period of just a few months, these relationships blossomed so that their children already had the foundations of friendship when they began attending the new school. It's also good to create curiosity about the new city or neighborhood you're moving to. Write to the State Tourist Bureau or to the Chamber of Commerce and ask for brochures and maps. When your children begin to see some of the benefits of moving and what adventures they'll have in their new city, it can help give them a more positive attitude toward leaving. A little bit of preparation and a healthy dose of communication can help clear the way for a smooth journey to a new home.
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
Sherlock Holmes and Watson were on a camping trip. He woke Watson up and he said, "Watson, look up into the sky. What do you see?" He said, "I see stars." He said, "What does that tell you, Watson?" He said, "Well, it tells us that we have millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets. It tells me astrologically that Saturn is in Leo. It tells me theologically that this is a vast universe and we're just a tiny little speck on it. And it tells me meteorologically that tomorrow will probably be a nice day." "Why, what does it tell you, Holmes?" He said, "Watson, you idiot, somebody has stolen our tent." You know, you can sound very sophisticated and miss the big picture.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
Welcome.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining me in the studio is Steve Kolesheski. My goodness, listen, Nick Voyachek. What an amazing, amazing man. I love the depthness of his relationship with the Lord. But I love how this awesome guy, man, he didn't let his physical limitations limit him from pursuing all that God put in his heart for him to do. This is a man who has no arms, he has no legs, and yet he speaks all around the world. He's an evangelist. I think he's a motivator for sure. And I just love it because so many people are affected by so many lies that the enemy goes around, sowing lies, sowing deception, and he does all these different things to try to stop us moving forward, to discourage us for being all the things that God wants us to be.
Yeah.
And we come up with these excuses and we come in agreement with what the enemy says or what someone else says.
Not knowing what God says about us.
Instead of agreeing with what God says about who we are, what we're destined to be, and what we can do in Him. Well, Nick had to overcome some lies.
Yeah.
And I want you to watch and hear how he overcame these lies and what you can do as well to overcome these lies of the enemy so that you can live the victorious life that God's called you to live. Listen, the Bible says that life is but a vapor. We only have this short amount of time, and so we need to be overcomers. Watch this.
When you don't know the truth of who you are, you will believe the lies of what the world says you are. You're ugly. What are you going to do? You're alone. You're not going to be able to do this. Your parents don't even understand what you're going through. No, I am a child of God, and I have a Heavenly Father who's with me one day at a time. And He loves me, and He has a plan for me, and He knows the desires of my heart. And I can present my requests to God. I can pray, God, give me arms and legs. But even if you don't give me arms and legs, what would you rather have? Arms and legs or peace in your soul? Arms and legs or purpose? Arms and legs or eternal life and the knowledge of truth? Give me truth. I mean, arms and legs are going to give me arthritis later on anyway. But when you know that you're an ambassador of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and you don't need to have big biceps, guys, and say the, F word to be cool. My biceps are so big, they fell off. You understand me? You teenage girls, you don't need a boyfriend to feel loved. You're royalty. Your dad is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You're royalty. You don't need a boyfriend. You need a man of God who's going to stand by you no matter what, by the grace of God. Sex is not love. Sex is not love. You can sleep with anyone you want and still wonder if they love you. Money, drugs, sex, alcohol, pornography, fame, and fortune. If you put your happiness in temporary things, your happiness will be temporary. I don't want temporary things. I want the truth. And the truth was, when I submitted my life to God, said, God, take my sins, forgive me. I don't want to live in sin. I don't want my plan. I want your plan. Because God's plan is always better than yours, guys. Just in case you're wondering. Amen. Ephesians 3:20, exceedingly abundantly more than we can ever ask, imagine, or attain. And when I submitted my life to God and committed my life to Him at 15, I said, God, I'm yours. I asked for arms and legs, but if you don't give me arms and legs, I'm still going to serve you. I still want the world to know that you live. I want to please you in my life. I don't want my wisdom. I want your wisdom. And daily, was Nick perfect? No. But as these lies were taking me closer and closer to the edge, all these lies, when you know the truth, you can turn your back on the lies and say, sorry, lies. Talk to the foot because the ears ain't listening. And we know that it's the powers and principalities of darkness that are much more powerful than us, but nothing compared to the power of Jesus Christ. And when you abide in Jesus, Jesus abides in you. And when you believe in the Spirit of God that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and you know He is Lord, you become unstoppable in your faith. Not because you're an extraordinary person, but because you're an ordinary person with broken pieces, serving and living for the extraordinary one and living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
This is so beautiful. I love Nick. I love his story. And I love that he didn't allow his physical limitations and the lies of the enemy to stop him in pursuing God, A, and B, doing what God has called him to do.
Yeah.
You know, as a believer in the Lord, if you've accepted Jesus Christ into your life, you are a new creation. The Bible says old things pass away and all things become new. And I think that's one of the most important things that we need to help everyone who has received the Lord to understand who they are
yes.
in Christ, that they have a new identity.
And it, to me, it's a testimony that shows when you do understand who you are, you can overcome that situation. You can overcome, like he's saying, the temporary, because so often, without understanding who we are in eternity in the eyes of the Lord, we get focused on the temporary. We get focused on the horizontal. But when we understand the vertical, it doesn't matter what happens in this life, because we know what's going to happen
in
life to come.
It's Christ in you, the
yes.
hope of glory. So you can walk around and understand you are extremely valuable. God gave his most precious thing in his entire world and universe was his son
yeah.
for you, to redeem you. And so you have a purpose. You're not here by accident, that the way you walk, talk, breathe, look, act, you are one of a kind. The Bible says that God even knit you in your mother's womb. And so you're here for a purpose.
Yeah.
And God has a destiny for you. But the enemy would love to sidetrack you and to help you to look at what's wrong instead of looking at what's right. To look at your failures instead of looking at the possibilities of what can be. And we want to encourage you today. Listen, there's destiny on the inside of you. There should be hope on the inside of you. And if you know Jesus Christ, if you've got God, you've got everything. You know, I always say, you know, you may not know what tomorrow holds, but at least you know the one that holds tomorrow.
Yeah.
With that, you can sleep at night. We want to encourage you and challenge you to go all in God, to believe God for the extraordinary, and to go to deeper levels of success and deeper levels of relationships, understanding that you only pass through this life, Steve,
just one time. Just
one time.
The only time we get
so you got to make it count.
Yeah, and so often we look at something, we look at what something is valued by the price that's put upon it, right? And in this culture, value is based on material things and what we see on the outside. But when you look at, like you're saying, Christ died for us. Basically, heaven went bankrupt for you. And it's just like, that's how important you are. And when you really begin to understand that, you begin to just transcend the value of this life. And you're just like, wow, Christ is inside of me. The destiny that God has for me, it's limitless. It's like, God, what do you want to do? And when you see, like, what Nick is talking about, when you see God's purpose for your life, God's plan for your life, you never know what God's going to do.
You're not alone.
Yeah.
You know, you have destiny. It's on the inside of you. And here's a great thing, is that you're an ambassador for the Lord. So every single day is an adventure, because you're looking for ways and looking for opportunities to either advance God's kingdom, to have an impact in the life of somebody else, to move the pendulum forward, and to be fruitful and to multiply and to enjoy the things that God has freely given us. Listen, your future is so bright and so, you know, filled with blessings that you don't have time to worry about what used to be or what someone else did. You need to get healed. You need to walk in true forgiveness and receive His forgiveness and be all that God's called you to be. Because when it's all said and done, you don't want to live with regrets. You know, you want to say, I've run my race, I've accomplished the task, I've done everything that God's called me to do, because this life is but a vapor. Listen, we're going to go to break. When we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about that what the FDA just approved, Steve, this digestible microchip. What is the end game here? Listen, so many people are trying to live longer and trying to live healthier, but for what purpose? Listen, as long once they start us having digesting these chips, what else is next? Well, you don't want to miss it. This is amazing technology, but it's very complicated, and the implications are very serious. Join us when we get right back from this break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Linus, Lucy, Peppermint Patty, and Schroeder. Unfamiliar names before October of 1950, when Charles Schulz introduced the Peanuts cartoon strip.
It was syndicated to more than 2,600 newspapers around the world, read by more than 350 million people in 75 countries.
Many of his 17,897 cartoon strips contain a reference to the Bible, as he did in one strip. Charlie Brown used the words of the teacher from Ecclesiastes 1:14 to exclaim, "All is vanity." It said the margins of Charles Schulz's personal Bible were filled with handwritten notes. And as a longtime Sunday school teacher, he led one group through a study of the entire Old Testament.
Charles Schulz, engaging the Bible, drawing attention to what he said are the important things in life.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We have people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining me in the studio is Steve Kolesheski. What we've been talking about in several of the programs we've been talking in reference to technology and how quick it is advancing. But the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, has just approved a digestible microchip. Yes, a digestible computer chip the size of a grain of sand. And so we're talking about this technology, Steve, and saying, where, what's the end game with all of this? You know, a lot of people want to live longer and they want to live healthier, but we're going to explore this some more. I want you to see what they just approved and see how it works. Watch this.
For Mashable, I'm Lauren Gorse. Medication typically only works if you take it like you're supposed to. So how can doctors make sure that happens? Think microchips. The FDA just approved the first digestible microchip for humans. Proteus Digital Health has created a chip that's safe to embed in a number of pharmaceuticals. It's a seriously tiny square of silicone about the size of a grain of sand. And there's no battery required because you're the battery. Stomach acid activates the magnesium and copper in the chip to produce slight voltage. The signals are transmitted to a wearable patch and from there to a cell phone. The sensor itself records the time of medication and the capsule's specific ID. The patch tracks things like heart rate, activity, and rest patterns. The patch is battery-powered and good for about 7 days. Proteus envisions this providing especially reliable feedback for those drugs that patients take for things like diabetes or chronic disease. And it could let doctors track their patients through a prescription to make sure they're getting the most out of that penicillin.
Amazing. Listen, it's a chip that goes inside of the medicine into your body, and they'll be able to regulate it with an app and a technology. See how this thing's advancing. Mm-hmm. This is amazing, this technology.
Well, to me, it's amazing how fast, as we've talked about in previous programs, how fast technology is advancing, and we're not aware of how it's affecting industries. And right now you have, you know, wearables that can monitor your heart rate and what's happening, and you're seeing now it's just like it's outside of you. Why not just put it inside of you? And you think about it, it's just like, you know, when you go on the internet and you, let's say you search for something on a website, you have all these different advertisements for the last 2 weeks, and it knows everything about you. But if you were to go to the doctor 6 months from now, they don't know anything about you, and they just want to, they want to track.
Forget about
amazing.
HIPAA.
Amazing.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
Forget the HIPAA laws.
Right.
Now they're going to be knowing everything about your health, and not just you, but everyone
yep.
around the world.
Yep.
And so you're, you know, as this technology advances, the more you get to lose a sense of privacy. If you haven't noticed, you're on camera all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're being watched all the time. Everything is just laid out in the open, and there's no sense of privacy, of being alone, or anything being guarded. And you gotta look at this. What is this quest that we're continually wanting to live longer?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm for good health. Don't get me wrong. And I believe in divine health, you know. And God can heal us. And not against medicine. God uses doctors. But you got to ask yourself. I mean, Hebrews 9:27 says that just as people are destined to die once and then face the judgment, it's appointed a time for us to die, which means that one day you are going to die.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to live forever on this earth.
Right.
And I think we got to start asking the question, why do you want to stay alive?
What is your purpose for living?
Yeah, what are you doing with the time that you do have? You know, is it, I want to play one more video game. I want to go to one more fun thing. What type of impact and legacy, you know, are you leaving here on this earth? Because you are appointed to die, and then you're going to be with the Lord.
That's right. And I think what's powerful, and I can't remember who said it, but those who had the most impact on this life weren't living for this life in the first place. They were living for eternity, the next life. And it's just like, as you're saying, we're going to live forever. The question is, how much time are we going to live in this life? Because after this life, it's eternity. And it matters that we're not wasting this life by focusing only on this and neglecting eternity.
The Apostle Paul said that to be absent from the body is to be present
That's
with
right.
the Lord. You know, you shouldn't be afraid of dying. You should be afraid of dying before your time, dying and going to heaven, you know, empty with nothing. You know, you want to run the race, and you want to hear, well done, good and faithful
servant.
You know, you've accomplished what God has called you to do, because this really is a short amount of time. We get so focused about life on earth that we forget that we're going to be around for eternity.
That's right.
But what you do here in this life will affect what will happen in that life. And so, but with this technology, this stirs up, you know, makes me want to think about Revelation 13.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in fact, we have those up. And Steve, I want you to read it because this is a microchip.
Yeah.
You know, and many believe that this chip that Revelation 13 talks about, it doesn't talk about the chip, it talks about the mark of the beast, could literally come in a chip, and it's going to be injected in the skin and the forehead. But I want you to read what the scriptures say.
It says, "Then I saw a second beast. It made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast. And it performed great signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to the earth in full view of the people. It deceived the inhabitants of the earth. It ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that the image could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666.
Revelation 13:11-18. But listen, it says, you cannot buy or sell unless you have the mark. And this mark is it's an economy. It's a beast economy. And look at how much the economy and the healthcare, they're just all being intertwined.
Right.
You know, they're even linking the tax reform to the healthcare. It's like, wait a minute, what's going on here? As you have to be aware, we are so close to this mark. In fact, they have some of these chips already that they're injecting in people's hands and
right.
using them as a key to unlock mm-hmm. doors, to access different areas, and even I think even to pay for things
right.
as well.
We've actually talked in the program a few times where you had someone was the first person to actually pay for something in
was it Europe?
It was a plane. It was through an airport that they used a convertible chip that was in their hand. And, you know, we don't think much about it, but not too many years ago, it was normal to have cash all the time. Now when you see someone pay with cash, it's almost unthinkable because it's like, oh, I have a credit card. Money has become ones and zeros. It's just a transference through a computer. Now it's just like, we don't even need that. Just scan my chip.
And listen,
it's scary.
These times require wisdom. Don't take mm-hmm. any chips. That's what I would say. Don't take any
nope,
chips.
Don't take it.
You know, trust God for the healing. Believe God for the healing. And listen, run the race. Do, you know, run as hard as you can now and do all that you can in the life that you have left. But we want to go right to our unofficial Israeli reporter, Naftali, as he shares with us about why Hamas wants to do Israelians. Watch this.
Let me tell you something about our peace partners. Okay, so the Palestinian Authority signed an agreement for a unity government with Hamas. Hamas is a terror organization. Hamas publicly announced that they won't recognize the state of Israel and that they want to wipe Israel off the map. Do you get it now? Basically, Palestinian leaders met with terrorists and made a deal with them. Yet, not long ago, President Abbas shouted at the UN how much he wants peace with Israel, but we are the problem. The USA and Israel demanded Hamas to disarm and denounce violence for the sake of true peace. Now guess what was their answer? I'll read it. Disarming us is like Satan dreaming of heaven. No one can take away our weapons. This is who Palestinian leaders turn to instead of turning to Israel. Who actually wants to make peace? Hamas has one mission. Defend their people. No, I'm joking. They don't care about their people. Their one mission is to destroy Israel, even at the cost of innocent Gazans. Israel wants peace with its neighbors, but we also want to exist. Look, the reason I served in the army and the reason my family served in the army is not because we're looking for battles. It's because there are terrorists that want to wipe us out. Share this video. Share the truth about Israel and about what Palestinian leaders really want.
Wow, we love Naftali. He's our unofficial reporter in Israel. He's a believer. He also served in the IDF, the Israeli mm-hmm. Defense Force. But his videos, Steve, are
truth.
Amazing. They're truth. They're informative. And he has a passion to share truth about what is happening in Israel. And in this context, what's happening with Hamas mm-hmm. and the Palestinian leadership.
Yeah, and it's amazing how much the international community has to say about this region without telling both sides of the story, without telling actually what's happening. And the beautiful thing about what Hananya is revealing is what's happening on the ground. And you're seeing this, just the fact that we have to speak truth and understand what's happening in Israel, what's happening in the Middle East, because without, it's a matter of time, we're going to have a biased or just a slanted perspective.
And it's interesting you say that, because we often talked about this program, about the
yes.
BDS movement, the
yes.
boycott, divest, and sanction movement that started, you know, I believe in Europe, but it's all about doing Israel harm.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to pit Israel against the Palestinians and saying that it's Israel's fault. But the Palestinian leaders have a choice to deal and come to the table and work with Prime Minister Benjamin
yes.
Netanyahu. But as Naftali reports, they continually look for Hamas. I mean, Hamas, right from the Gaza Strip, launched thousands and thousands of rockets
mm-hmm.
into Israel. And then when Israel went to deal with them, they found all these underground tunnels. These were monies that were mm-hmm. given to their government to be able to supply hospitals, to be able to create schools.
Yeah.
And instead of using those resources to build the hospitals, to build the schools, they built these underground tunnels to be able to attack their neighbor, Israel,
yeah.
who's been trying to help them.
And that's the scary thing, too, is that multiple times, which we've talked about, you have Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu willing to go to the negotiation table with Abbas and saying, what do we do to have peace? And it's all they want is to be recognized as a state. And the Palestinian community will not recognize Israel as a state or the Jewish community. It's just like, how are we supposed to negotiate? How can peace be garnered when one side refuses to acknowledge the existence of the other?
It's dangerous times that we're living in. I think a lot of it has to do with the leadership.
Yes.
I think the Palestinian people, they're ready for peace. They wish that their leadership would just get along. But these are serious times. It requires for us to be able to continue to pray for Israel, continue to pray for God to move in Israel, and pray for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Right now, the Middle East has been quiet, but in recent days, there was an attack, a missile that was launched from Yemen into Saudi Arabia that was shot down by one of their missile defense weapons. And so we don't know what this is going to develop, but we know this, that Israel's completely surrounded by her enemies. Mm-hmm. And any opportunity to attack Israel, you know, they normally take advantage of that. Well, listen, as we come to the close of the end of this program, we want to encourage you to continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and continue to pray for the advancement of God's kingdom. Steve, would you close us out in prayer?
Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for the entrepreneurial spirit that is just moving across this generation, Lord, and just this new season of breakthrough. We just thank you, Lord, that you're breaking mindsets. And Lord, we ask you, God, just for wisdom in this season of just how technology advancing and what's happening with healthcare. Lord, just show us, Lord, just how to navigate these seasons. And we just continue to lift up Israel. We speak peace over Israel, and we just pull down all the lies that are being spread about Israel, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion, that you'd send revival, Lord, and send a third great awakening. In Jesus' name,
amen. God bless you, and thank you for watching.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you. But you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books. They got the books memorized, you know. They got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they do. And so, you know, they're just like, oh, my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.